This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll continue where we left off last time as Debbie continues to talk about gentleness.
You know, it's easy to say, well, for Pete's sake, why don't you just blah, 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 and straighten yourself up and get going with your life? But you have to approach these folks with a tenderness and a compassion because they're lost.
Yes.
You know, there but for the grace of God go I. Really, truly. So I have to ask myself, you know, do I need a new shot of tenderness and compassion and concern for these people? I need to stoop down and drink from that hidden spring of God's love. I need to deepen my connection with Him, with prayer and reading the Word and devotion, because He will be a spring of living water and a source of compassion and love that will just come out of me if I stay connected to Him. And are there demands on our time and energy that drain us until we have nothing left to give? You know, being a caregiver will do that. It absolutely is draining. When day after day, week after week, year after year, it just seems like it's never going to end. And it just drains a person. But we need to keep opening our hearts to God. We need to pray over His Word and meditate on it day and night. And you know, then new thoughts will spring up. Fruit for food that will lead to our healing. That's what the Word does. All of our fresh springs are in Jesus Christ. And we just need to stay connected, whatever situation we're in. Are we weary of the struggle of spiritual life? Because it's a battle, it's a war. You know, we're soldiers, and do we long for a quiet, more restful progress, or a refreshment in the wilderness and the waste places of our lives? Yeah, but this comes from God, because the life that we're living isn't ours, it's His. We have to remember what belongs to whom. He is in us. He's a never-ending source of righteousness, which is right living. And He's the source of that. He's the source of joy and of peace. Where God's river flows, there is life. And there's no other source for that. I don't know if you folks are familiar with C.S. Lewis, but there was a movie that came out a while back called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's a great movie, and some people don't know that Aslan, the lion, is a type of Christ. There's really spiritual teaching in C.S. Lewis's writings. And he wrote a book called The Silver Chair. And this girl, Jill, finds herself lost, and she's thirsty and looking for a stream. And she finally finds a brook, but the lion, Aslan, is sleeping beside it. And Aslan tells her, you know, he assures her, come ahead and have a drink. And she says, may I, could I, would you mind going away while I drink? And the lion answers this only by a look and a very low growl. And as Jill gazes at the motionless bulk, she realizes that she might as well have asked the whole mountain to move aside for her convenience. The delicious rippling noise of the stream is just making her frantic. She's so thirsty. And so she says, will you promise not to do anything to me if I come, says Jill. And the lion said, I make no promise. And Jill was so thirsty now that without noticing it, she had come a step nearer to Aslan. And so she said, do you eat girls? And Aslan answers, I have swallowed up girls and boys, women and men, kings and emperors, cities and realms. Aslan didn't say it as though he were boasting, nor as if he were sorry, or as if he were angry. He just said it. I daren't come and drink, said Jill. And the lion said, then you will die of thirst. Oh dear, said Jill, coming another step near. I suppose I must go and look for another stream then. And Aslan the lion said, there is no other stream. I'm sure you get the picture there. Revelation 22:17 said, "Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. There is no cost, for love paid the price at Calvary. Praise his name." Yes. There is only one requirement. We must thirst. And everyone who thirsts, the Bible says, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy the wine and the milk without money and without price. So why do we spend money for what is not bread and our wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Oh, so precious. You know, these words from the scripture are so precious because it's the answer. I hope this encourages you, but I have to tell you, I'm just anxious to get out and share this knowledge, this word with the Indian people on the reservations. They need it desperately.
Yes, they do.
And I know there's a lot of other people that need it desperately, but our calling is to Indians that live on the reservations. And so this is the answer. Jesus is the answer and for all of us.
Absolutely.
And I'm anxious to go with you, Marvin, and share this with people that we will meet. Can't wait. In the meantime, while I'm home taking care of Dad, you have a trip that's coming up here.
Yes, I have one coming up, hopefully, if the weather clears a little bit. The roads are decent at all, where we can get across there. I heard
this has been a winter, hasn't it?
It's been a winter, and I heard they had like 9 inches of fresh snow in Billings just, I think, a day or so ago.
Yeah.
The girls up on the Flathead Reservation were telling me that. I'm not going to be able to make it there for their opener this week because of the weather and the road conditions. But my plan is I want to go to on the Pine Ridge Reservation to Wounded Knee this coming week, unless the weather changes plans.
The gorge may be closed.
The gorge may be closed. You know, we got other considerations too, but... But hopefully, Lord willing, we do plan to go up on to Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. And that's a little longer trip. We got a lot of road to cover between here and there and take some stuff up to the gentleman that we recently took that nice Ford Windstar van to.
Mm-hmm.
I took that, and he met me in Wolf Point on the Fort Peck Reservation because he grew up there, even though he's enrolled on the Pine Ridge. But we hope to be able to take him a load of things, and he's there faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
He's a faithful servant of the Lord.
Yes.
His name is Stanley Hollowhorn, and he does a lot of funerals and wakes, but he has a nice building there. They sometimes call it the Teepee Church, and it's only a couple of hundred yards from the mass grave, the Wounded Knee memorial there, where the retaliation came for the Little Bighorn.
Yes.
That's the plan for our next trip.
Pray for Marv. Pray for Marvin and for a safe journey for these trips. And, you know, folks, I want to thank you over the Christmas season. You were so generous with us. Bless your hearts. But now, you know, we're into February. It still costs money, so don't forget us. As Dad used to say, get in on the action so you'll get in on the blessing.
Amen.
Because the promises of the scripture, God tells us to remember the poor, and he will bless us for that. And so it's a win-win situation. It's for the Indian people and for you. Everybody wins because God will see to it.
Well, there will be a good blessing for all the things that you folks sent in. And like Deb said, we're so generous with us over the holiday season, the time when we celebrate Christ's birth. And the scripture says that the orphans and the widows are true religion. So, and there is so much blessing. There's a lot of kids on the reservations that really are, if they're not literally orphans, they're almost like orphans. And there's a lot of widows and a lot of disparity and a lot of things on the res, but they were quite blessed with so many nice things that we were able to take this year. So thank you, folks, for that.
Yes, yes.
Your blessings on the way.
Yes. So grateful to our teammates, and we're getting new teammates.
Yes.
All the time. I'm so pleased, and I'm just so grateful to God. God is so good to us, Marvin, to allow us to do this work for Him.
Yes, He is.
I'm so thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the teammates that support it. What a wonderful gift that God has given to all of us. And for those of you that you're not free to go out to the reservation, but you support it, you know, God's keeping the record. He said in His Word, He keeps the record. And the judgment seat that the Christians stand before isn't one judging us for our sin. Our sins are forgiven. But it will be to talk about what we did with the opportunities that God gave us. And if we missed out on an opportunity that was given to us, you know, it's a matter of do we get rewards or not. And we'll be heartbroken if we miss that opportunity at that judgment seat. I just want to make sure that whatever opportunity God puts before me, I make the most of it. I won't have any tears to shed. Well, we're out of time. There'll be a classic of Dad's tomorrow. And for you folks that enjoy his stories, I enjoy his stories. But we're out of time now. And so God bless you. Tune in to Dad tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help, and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.